This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
All right, welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. The season's almost over. Katie's here. Oh my God.
Hello. Hi,
how are you? This is crazy times. I can't even fathom the fact that we're almost at the end.
I can't believe we have 2 episodes left, but also it's been the longest season. The longest and shortest.
In the middle of these 4 hours, which these weeks are always tough, it sort of hit me both that this was the longest season ever and the shortest season ever because we just kept moving on to one thing after another after another.
We had no break.
No, none at all. And this really was no different. You know, we were more teased with the men tell all for the first episode, but that really turned out to be sort of a nothing burger.
There was nothing. One of those wastes of hours I'll never get back in your life.
Yeah. And so before they even got to that, they sort of pushed in an episode. We saw that Chris is back and ready to party again.
Thankfully. I love JoJo, but you can't replace Chris Harrison.
No, you can only go so long without him. And, you know, he had taken his son to college and he talked about how he was fine until right at the end. And then he sort of broke down, which I think that's most parents' experience. That was certainly my parents were that way, or my mother specifically.
Same. Yep.
And it was like, everything's good. Everything's good. Then it's,
oh my God.
Oh wait, we're leaving you here.
Oh wait, you're not coming with us. I thought we were just dropping a bunch of stuff off. Good to have Chris back. And sort of honeymoon phase of the whole thing was over. And I think we can all relate to that with this season because It seems like yesterday we were talking about, oh, Tayshia's here. And now it's like, oh, well, we got to make some cuts.
Went very slowly in the fact that of getting rid of people. Like, I felt like in the beginning, she got rid of the people that we didn't see most of and people that were, I want to say like seat fillers, but like now all of a sudden, like this week and last week, it's all of a sudden it's cut, cut, cut. And you're cutting all these great people that we were really invested with.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of pruning going on when it was drip, drip, drip. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow. And this episode was no different because it started out.
Yeah, now we're getting rid of 5 people.
Yeah. And she's talking about how she wants to marry someone, which she seems to sort of be going back and forth on. She goes on a one-on-one with Blake and it's like the shortest one-on-one in history.
Yeah. I mean, I think between her and the Bachelor Nation watching, you knew that wasn't going to be a long date. And this is exactly why they just shoved this in before men tell all, because it was nothing.
No, they broke some rocks. And They straddled for a minute, and then apparently she needed to straddle him to know that there was no future.
Obviously.
Because they did that whole thing.
He didn't see the answer in his eyes.
Right, with some like pseudo shaman, and then they decide, she decides, oh yeah, I'm just not there with you. And all of a sudden it's like, yeah, bye Blake. I'm like, wait, what?
And he was so like, he was so surprised. He's like, wait, really?
Yeah. And because it seemed to go 0 to 60, she said, you know, oh, we, you know, I want to go deeper and find out, you know, we want to get more and find out and dig deep. And then a straddle. And then, you know, we're done with you.
Yeah. I think Blake was the only one that didn't think that that was going to end like that.
Yeah. And, you know, she did the very typical sort of like, it's not you, it's me. You know, I wish we had more time. And, mm-hmm. you know, we need to go our separate ways because I'm just not there. And like,
yeah. Well, didn't it? I mean, he's like, I can get there. I know I can. Like, that's not what she wants to hear.
You're everything that I want in a partner. Like, but you're sending, which I'm fine with her sending home because we talked about this. I was shocked he lasted this long, but it was just funny to hear her try to talk about how he had everything she was looking for, except apparently enough to stick around.
Except nothing.
Yeah. And what seems to be a theme this week as people go home is he was blindsided and he, you know, all he has is eyes for her and can't, you know, he's heartbroken and can't quite get over it. And it just definitely set the scene for what we were going to see this week.
Yes. It was funny because after this happened, I felt like it was really random how she said goodbye to Blake. And then she was like, well, now there's something else I need to do. And like did a quick outfit change and then went to cry to the guys a little bit in the room and then took Riley outside. Like, I thought that was, I mean, it must've been obviously something in her mind and she was thinking about it, but I just thought Riley was such a random guy to choose out of that group to just be like, to take outside and be like, you know, we're just not on the same page. I know how important family is. Like, I don't want to bring your family into this when I'm not 100%. Like, I just thought he was such a random choice out of that group.
Yeah. And he, I think, was all of us when he said like, well, what am I missing here? Because we went through this whole, like,
I thought I was missing something. I was like, did they have a disagreement in some talk that I don't remember? Like, I just, it was a very random, but
because again, she's talking about how, oh, we've gone so far, you know, we've really advanced and you're just such a great guy. And so he's like, yeah. And like, well, why did you keep me around if there were issues here?
Yeah.
And I think that was all of us, right?
Yeah. Like I said, I thought I missed something. he was completely blindsided. I was blindsided. I loved Riley from basically the beginning, from earlier episodes, even with Claire, when we got to see someone other than Dale. But yeah, I felt so, and it was such a sad goodbye. And then jumping ahead to like the men tell all, like, it was still so sad.
Yeah,
I felt so bad, and you could just see how bad she felt too.
Yeah, and he just still couldn't process it because, you know, there was definitely a little bit, which we always see every year, a couple guys have that reaction of, it wasn't disdain, but it was definitely some anger in there because he's just like, I don't understand this. And so I'm just going to go because like none of this is matching up. And I get it because he wasn't rude to her. He couldn't process it. It was, you know, does not compute. And I was right there with him.
Yeah, it was.
Especially after last week because he, you know, they have this huge, you know, heart to heart and he seems to just jump ahead of a bunch of these guys. And then all of a sudden, like you said, just randomly, she decides to take him outside and say, okay, you can leave now.
Yeah, it must have been like something in her mind that she was either trying to figure out or just something that clicked after she said bye to Blake that she chose Riley in her head to go do that too.
And then to let Bennett stick around and send him to the rose ceremony, but not send Riley to the rose ceremony.
Yeah. Like I was going back and forth with that, but I think like she did it right. Like I think might as well have that one-on-one time to send him home than just be like, all right, now I have to send three people home and I'm just going to like kind of rush you three out. So I think she already knew that she didn't want to put him through the rose ceremony. And okay. So I'm taking it as a positive
thing. And she, yeah. Okay. I can see that because you don't want to say that he's in the same on the same level as Noah and Bennett. Like he's,
yeah.
He's
like she wasn't going to have one of these. She wasn't going to have one of these like emotional goodbyes with Noah or Bennett. Like she already had a goodbye with Bennett. And then she, in a way, had a goodbye with Noah, but I don't know. I think she did it right. She wanted to respect him more than just say, okay, you three are gone. Now I have these four guys left.
Yeah, no, I get that. And it was interesting with Bennett because he sort of, you know, it's that whole, like, when somebody, you know, shows you who they are, believe them. You know, he comes in and, you know, having supposedly learned about, oh, well, now I know why people were mistaking how I was doing things. He says, you know, oh, you look like you see a ghost. And he puts his hand on Zach and who's like, dude, don't touch me.
Why are you touching me?
And immediately Bennett's like, well, I knew I was going to be seen as the Harvard D-bag. And I'm like, oh, so you're not actually here because you want to be here. You just are trying to do some rehab. And yeah. Like, okay, well, like we get it now.
Yeah, and he made sure to bring up the fact that, you know, I poured my heart out to Tasia and she invited me here, so you can't be mad because she wants me here. And, you know, the words meant a lot to her and she wants to see me here at this rose ceremony. And the guys were just like staring.
Yeah, like, I think we all were. Like, why? Oh, please. I mean, I was like 95% sure he was going home, but I have to say I was a little concerned there for a minute.
I had faith in her to make the right decision.
Right. And I think it was the right decision, you know, keeping Ben, Zach, Ivan, and Brendan. I thought that was a solid final four.
This was a great final four, like the best in a while, I think.
Really is. I think if there was a Noah or a Bennett, I think it would have sort of dinged it a bit. I think Riley would have been fine in there, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think leaving Noah and Bennett out, like that gives you a solid four all the way around.
Mm-hmm. And we don't have any, it doesn't look like it looks like we're done with drama in the house. Mm. Now the drama is just going to move between Tasia and each one of these guys, but you know, we're done with all the petty little digs in the house, which is good.
Yeah, you're just down to four guys.
Always good when you're over that hump.
Yeah, and it's good when you can look at the people that are left and say, yeah, I could see any of these people being the ones sitting there at the end. Like, I can get that.
Yes. Yeah, and it's true. You know, any one of those guys would be great in the end for her.
Yeah, and the guys that wouldn't be great, and again, showed us for like the 50th time were everybody that we saw on the Men Tell All. I mean, just what a train wreck. I don't
That's
even know.
A random group.
Yeah, like they didn't even get everyone back. It was just such a random grouping of people. And
I mean, would you go back, like, if you already had gone home and kind of were done with the whole situation and would have to go back out and quarantine and do this whole thing? I don't know if everyone just wasn't invited back or if people kind of declined, like, you know, this still is a pandemic. I'm home. Like, I don't want to go back. I don't know.
I think you had to weigh the pros and cons. Like, okay, do I go through this whole situation? It's not like any of them are leaving real jobs, so whatever. But do you, you know, travel out there, quarantine again, so that you can maybe get a few zingers in? You know, Ed, you know, every year there's someone, and this year it was Ed who, you know, perfectly like workshops this idea. And like, okay, when can I get this line in? And it's like, oh, the three F's, fraud, fake, and phony. And he's too dumb to know that phony isn't an F. Yeah. And you could like see him just idling.
He's like, oh, I nailed it.
so good. Like, yes, out of the park. I'm totally getting on Paradise. I'm just crushing this. And but
he's
then
so
you
proud
run,
of himself.
Right, but then you run the risk of being either someone like Kenny, who for some reason made himself the Bennett defender, which just boggled
which
my mind.
Like
he clearly went in probably figuring I'm not going to get much screen time, so I know they'll talk about no one.
I'm
going to
do the unthinkable.
I'm gonna be his protector.
Well, it's funny because like it sounded, you know, not just him, but some of them, like it sounded like Bennett was actually respectful in the house, and then when it got into the drama with Noah, and when it got into actual like fights between people, then that's when he started coming off condescending and just not a great person. But it sounded like a lot of people were like, oh no, you know, you respected me in the house, but when you did this, blah blah blah. So like it sounded like he wasn't a terrible person when everyone was just hanging out. but when he started doing things like all the Noah stuff, then that's when it kind of everyone was like, no, you're not cool.
Like you were not a jerk all the time. You were just a jerk some of the time. But and you
exactly.
need to at least recognize that, which he clearly was unwilling to do. Because he was even denying it right up to the end, being like, well, tell me when. And it's like, dude, really? Like,
give it up. We're done.
Seriously. And I think he was happy that Yosef was there because, I mean,
then it just turned into everyone just hating him again.
Yeah. And Chris gave him so many opportunities to be like, okay, do you realize what you did and why maybe, possibly, it could have come off wrong? And he just refused to acknowledge it. Even when you say, well, what if somebody treated your daughter that way? Like, well, I hope someone would call her out. Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah. And that
it
was
also
when Chris
sounded
like
it, I don't know if you saw on Twitter, but it sounded like Claire was not invited to this mental all, which I don't really know why you would expect to be invited. Like it's not really your season anymore, but she was like, oh, I wish I were invited back because I wanted to tell the men like how much they mean to me, blah blah blah, all that stuff. So basically I think she just wanted it out there that she wasn't, like, they didn't ask her to be back.
Making it very clear it wasn't her choice.
But that's why like the Yosef thing was kind of random. Like this was literally episode 2.
Yeah.
I think that all this stuff happened and like he didn't even meet Tasia. Like this is Tasia's season now. Like why are we, probably because the Noah and Bennett stuff didn't have that much of a fuse left. Like it wasn't going to last. So they needed some sort of
grenade
know.
To drop.
Yeah.
And if they would have added Claire to that, then it would have just taken it over completely. And I don't think any of us needed that. I mean, I don't know if we needed any of this, but at least they like sort of contained it.
We did. They definitely could have gotten away with saying, you know what, it's 2020. This was a crazy season. We're not doing that at all.
Yeah.
And probably would have escaped an hour. But, you know, it's Bachelor, so.
Listen, these last 2 weeks, they got to get the Monday, Tuesday in. And the only way to do that, you got to have the tell-all. Because otherwise, we're just going to be watching them play like carnival games for another 30 minutes. And I don't think that we can do that.
Good segue.
Totally. Into hometowns, which, you know, I thought they did as best as they could. They said, listen, you're going to plan a date as if you were home. What would you do?
And I thought it was a good idea. Very low budget.
I mean, literally like crayon drawings on things.
So do you think the family thought it was Claire? Like, when do you think the family knew that they weren't meeting Claire?
That's a great question.
They knew that their sons were going to meet Claire because it was a whole thing. But like they don't have contact with them.
I think
the show,
they knew because the rumors were out there. Because even when we talked to
I'm sure they knew. Like they, especially when they arrived on location, they found out. But it would have been funny if, like, wait, you're not Claire.
Hmm.
Who is
you look,
this?
very different than I was expecting you to look.
Yeah.
You are not blonde at all.
Who is this?
A little younger.
Who is this lady? I thought we were meeting Claire, but okay. Hi, Teja.
Yeah, right. And I thought it was interesting where they started it off sort of with like a group bro hug. I mean, you can tell these guys mostly like each other, so maybe that's why, but it still seemed a little odd to me where they were like, all right, let's gather up and like 1, 2, 3, Tayshia.
Yeah.
I mean, friendly's good, but there's a line somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Also, was there no air conditioning in this whole episode?
Okay. So important point that we need to go off on, because all season long, I was shocked by the fact that we never saw people sweat. They're in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a dry heat, 110 degrees is 110 degrees. And they did so many things outdoors and we never saw anybody sweat. Tayshia's makeup always looks perfect. And even in this episode, it held up better than the guys did. Mm-hmm. But oh my God, all of a sudden, clearly the heat turned on.
Sweat.
Because at first I noticed it on Brendan and I thought, I wasn't even thinking, because I wasn't used to seeing sweat. And I just thought, oh wow, guess he's a sweater. But then I thought, oh no, wait, they're in the desert. This is what they're supposed to be doing.
Oh wait, and all four of these guys were sweating.
And it kept getting worse each person.
Mm-hmm.
Like it went from like, okay, you can see some of the sweat to it's literally dripping off while she's fine. I get the sweating because we're in the desert, but how did Tayshia, like her makeup was perfect and she never sweated?
I don't understand. Zach. Oh my gosh.
Just so much. And to her,
like kissing and it's just like dripping down.
To her credit, she still did all the normal, like, hey, I'm jumping on you and we're like everything.
Yeah.
While like just
good for you.
The faucet's on. And it just I mean it's about time, but just
good for you.
Yeah, so we sort of had an altered version of hometowns, you know, starts with Brendan, and so he sort of put together a carnival and he got a little bit of help from his niece, which I thought was a nice little wingman for him.
Yeah, it was a nice touch to the whole date, and they had a lot of fun, and it looks like she fit right in with Brendan's family.
Yeah, I mean, the kid gave her a hug before she gave Brendan a hug. Great. It's like, wait a minute.
And then she called herself out on it. She's like, I gave her a hug first.
You've never met her. You've known me your whole life, and you haven't seen me for 2.5 months. What's the deal? I don't understand.
Just a stranger lady just ran up and hugged her.
Stranger danger to stranger hugger. Yeah. All right. That's great.
Brendan has some dance moves, though.
He does. He's got a little bit of rhythm. It's, you know, I've heard rumors that everyone from Massachusetts can dance. I don't know if that's true.
Not true.
I was going to say, maybe you can confirm. You're not far from Brendan right now. So
that's true.
You have that box.
Yeah, not far.
The proximity feeling there. So like, do you get any of those dance moves that he has?
It's contagious.
Nice. Well, we're going to have to see that. But overall, you know, listen, they play some games. They got some stuffed animals. They did the bouncy house, which I know you've done before because I've seen it. You've provided a bouncy house for a party that was just for adults.
I have.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm there for it.
Yeah. It's the best time.
Yeah. So listen, considering they were on, a resort or hotel, really. It's not, I mean, they call it a resort, but it's basically a hotel.
It's a hotel.
The fact that they were able to basically build a little hometown carnival, I thought was pretty cute.
Yeah. I mean, really, there's only so much you can do, especially when you have to do it 4 times with these 4 guys. So the carnival was a nice route to take.
Yeah. And then the family meeting's also very different because it's just less people. Yeah. And so, you know, gets the brother, gets the sister-in-law, gets the kid, and
gets the kid.
The kid. You know, was that Aaliyah, right? Was that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's because there's two of them. I don't remember both their names. Yeah. What can I say? It was a little one. It was running around. I don't know. Whatever the kids do. Maybe she was doing all the things that kids do.
Yeah.
And it seemed like this was the, not that any of them had high drama, and maybe because there were no parents involved, but it seemed like everybody was sort of A-okay. Everything was good with everybody.
I thought it was a great family meeting, or whatever I'll call it. I felt like it was strong. Like when I was watching it, I felt like he was the only one left. She did go to that feeling that she does. And she's saying, you know, sometimes I can't read his feelings. I don't know what, I can't really read him sometimes. He goes back to saying, I'm scared of failing. I'm scared of divorce. Like, I don't want to go through that again. And they really bonded about that. And that's what they both explained to his brother and sister-in-law. But his brother was pretty confident, saying I definitely think he's ready now. He wasn't a few years ago. But you guys have that connection. I definitely think he's ready, but we haven't seen that fully. I think 100% from him, even just looking at him, like there's still that small percentage of reservation, that it's just not 100%.
Yeah. And, you know, especially because like her, he had been divorced and, you know, didn't want to go through it again. And it's always interesting to see the sort of game of telephone or, you know, the, you know, circle yes or no here, where the brother sort of has to tell her like, oh no, he's good. He wants to get married. He's ready. He's all
okay,
in.
Okay, can you tell me that then?
Yeah. And which seems to, you know, even again, this being, I think, the best of the four, it's very interesting that he still can't just say that and has to have the brother, not that I think he had to, but the fact that he didn't tell her. So the brother had to, no, he's ready. Like maybe he wouldn't have been, but he is now and we're good to go.
But she was 100% into it. And he even said like, I don't know, is this game over? Like, is he my guy for the end of this? Should I, you know, should she even do the rest of these dates?
maybe just yeah, or even like a Colton part two, you know, where he sort of did like one and a half.
Exactly.
There's more of the fantasy suites, not hometowns, but like did like one and a half and was like, no, I think think this is over. But she didn't quite get there because we got all four in here.
We did.
And Zach was number two. There was more sweating as it was a New York style date.
So much sweat.
So much.
I thought it was a good date. You know, hailing the cab, drive. We probably could have gone without the driving the cab around.
The Flintstone style cab.
Down the aisles of the hotel. But New York bagels, pizza, nice backdrops. Making out in the fountain.
Which, if you notice, he did not need to take his pants off to get in the fountain.
Yes.
I mean, he ended up getting it anyways, but like to walk in, he just rolled up his pants.
Yes.
Which is like, that's when you know you actually are wearing pants that fit properly.
Exactly. And I probably wouldn't do that in a New York fountain, but.
No. Oh my God.
I'm sure this one was maybe cleaned out ahead of time.
Yeah. Well, and I think she brought up a very interesting point that she didn't realize she was answering the very important questions of the world, but blueberry bagel with cream cheese, yay or nay?
Well, I think a blueberry bagel is different than a bagel and cream cheese with blueberries on it.
It is very, that's true. That's an important distinction to make.
I have never put blueberries on my bagel. I'll say that.
neither have I, but I've had a blueberry bagel.
Yes,
plenty
I
of
have
times
too.
With cream cheese, and it's delightful.
Yes, I agree 100%.
So I think the idea
of blueberries belong in the bagel and not on top.
Right. Well, and the only reason she had to go that way is because they put out these weird toppings. I mean, there were like gummy bears and gummy worms.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
I don't get what they were trying to do. Maybe they've just never been to a New York bagel shop before, or what was happening?
Or maybe they were like, we just need fillers. Maybe no one will know.
Because I'm sure, right? And just like that, I'm sure they weren't New York bagels. It probably wasn't an actual, real New York slice, but it was, you know, it served its purpose.
Yeah, we got the idea.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, same thing. He not only, although not just his brother, he obviously gets mom and dad too, but the brother serves as the skeptical one. You know, he's the, I don't know if this is going to work. And he came
went right
in
to the point.
Oh yeah.
He did like no small talk. He's like, let's go talk. You know, where are you at with Zach in comparison to the other three? And she was like, oh, you know, I'm falling in love and can see it being him at the end. And he's like, that's not what I asked.
Yeah.
She didn't answer the question, which like she can't answer the question. You can't. Like, obviously, you're going to put her on the spot like that and you're going to ask hard questions. But if she was like, oh, no, it's definitely him, then like, why are we going to have the 2.5 more episodes? So obviously, she wasn't going to answer that fully and completely honestly. But I feel like that was the only hard question of the night, really.
Yeah, but it's usually we see that and, it's a cliche because it's true, is usually it's the mother asking the bachelorette and it's the father asking the bachelor. Very rarely, although it happens, rarely is it the brother or sister coming out with the like, here's my question. You didn't answer my question. Why didn't you answer my question? Whoa. Yeah. Like
Calm
if
down.
I told, yeah. Like if I told you where everyone was, then what are we doing here? Like this is a competition. At the end, this is a competition. And
yeah, then no, it's not going to be a surprise to anyone.
Yes, of course I'm going to dodge your questions about you want me to rank basically where everybody is.
Exactly.
Like, I don't think ABC would want me to do that either.
Yeah, I don't think so. But I think it kind of sounds like, I don't want to say Zach has a leg up in this, but it when he was planning the date, like it sounds like they've definitely talked about her moving to New York already. Yeah. Like she's been interested in living in New York and would definitely move there if Zach is the one at the end of this. So it kind of sounds, I didn't hear that with anyone else saying, oh, I'm going to move to Milford, Mass. which she won't.
You but, could be close to Katie though.
You could be 38 minutes away. But it definitely sounds like they've had those deeper, more important conversations than, I mean, she could have had them with the others too, but we haven't heard that with any of them.
Yeah, and that always ends up being such, shockingly, a big deal post Bachelor.
Where you're going to live.
Yeah, and unfortunately, for some reason, so many people just choose not to either address that or let us know that they did, because then it's like, well, yeah, we just couldn't make it work because they were living in Vancouver and I was living in LA. And you're like, well, of course not. Like, did you not have this conversation beforehand? Well,
yeah.
Clearly not. And it, you know, the fact that they've already sort of at least expressed like, hey, this could work. Like us being in New York as opposed to like, okay, does Brendan want to move to New York? Does he want to move to LA with her? Like where does everyone want to be? And so that's a great point. I mean, that's a huge hurdle that's already cleared.
Yeah. So it sounds like they have that figured out if Zach's the one at the end of this.
Yeah, and I thought the mom was pretty pretty great about like putting it in perspective for her about like, again, if he's ready or not. Like, yeah, he didn't think he wanted any of this, but he does. He realizes it. Trust us, please.
Please take him. Yeah, it was funny. Like his dad was like, I don't really understand any of this like reality show stuff, but I'm comfortable with you and I like you.
Yeah.
And
so like if he,
all right, cut to the mom.
Yeah. So if he's happy, we're happy. That's fine.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you saw the end of the episode.
Yes.
With Chris Harrison coming out to meet her in her glory.
I mean, they are all of us because it's like, if you'd want to meet any one person while you're on set, it would be Chris Harrison because he's the
100%.
One constant. And the fact that he just popped in, like he wasn't planning on being on camera because he had like the 5 o'clock shadow and everything.
Yeah.
He's clearly just like monitoring in the video village, but they're like, hey, why not? Come and say hello.
We need a blooper for the end.
Yeah, exactly. And then we headed to Ivan's hometown, which shockingly is on the same resort in Palm Springs.
Yep. A long way across the sidewalk.
And he decided to go with the long sleeves, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah. But he also did an indoor date.
Yes. Well, listen.
I don't think it helped much.
No, because then you're cooking, you know? So you have all this, you're working, and they're doing stuff over oil, boiling oil. So, I mean, it's not like that's any better than being outside. And so
like
he had
a lot. Low budget.
Yes. And that was cool too, because he's like, I know the best Filipino chef. And
she was so excited. She's like,
and oh. Yeah, really? And then, it's Kalani, which, you know, maybe the cutest Filipino chef. Because yeah. She was like, listen, adorable. she made those little, the lumpias or however you pronounce it, the egg rolls better than I could ever make. So, A+ Kalani. Very, very well done. And he also knew that she liked to cook, and so was able to create something that, hey, this could be just a normal day.
Yeah.
Which I think much smaller, but much like the, hey, if we're living in New York, I think it's important to pave out some sort of guideline for like what this looks like post cameras.
Yeah. And I think it might have been easier this time around because you had to find everyday things to do. Like it's not, you don't go to the hometown and do this big elaborate thing when you're never going to do that in real life. But here with, like we said, no budget, low to budget, it's probably closer to what you're going to do on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. And I think it was great that his father got to sort of, the father of all is the one sort of bonding with her over divorce, you know, about how you know this is right because you went through something that was wrong. And we usually don't see that part of a mother or a father on a date like this.
Yeah. And he didn't, I thought when he started, he was going to, you know, talk more at her than have a conversation with her. And I was like, she's not going to like this. but I think they bonded over it and they were able to have a good conversation. And his mom's definitely still skeptical and not convinced about this whole process. But all in all, they were impressed with her and liked her.
The mother, to me, said the most important thing out of all four of these dates. And even though she was the skeptic and was clearly waving that flag, you know, she said, I don't really believe in all this. Like, I don't know, I'm not sold, but I believe in you, to her son. Mm-hmm. And that I wish everybody that went on this show, everyone in their family just went by that because it's not about you. Mm-hmm. And so like, you don't think that this is right for them, or you think this is too quick, or you, and whatever your issue is, which, you know, these people come in. And again, usually we said who usually has the biggest issues depending on the season, but they try to, and that was the biggest thing with Peter's family is like, no, we've decided that this is wrong for you.
Yeah.
The best thing you can do
is,
right. Exactly. And so it's not saying you have to agree with them and you can be honest. You can say, I don't know if this is going to work, but you think it's going to work. We're there.
So we got you.
Yeah. So we might not believe in this process, but we believe in you. So go nuts. And if this is how you think is the right way to do it, then I'm okay with that. And that's all parents and brothers and cousins and anything else, people that come, that's all they need to say.
Yep.
And I think we would have so much more. I'm sure ABC would hate that because, you know, they love these sort of OK Corral moments with the families. But it would just be so much easier if it was just, I don't like this. But you know what? I trust you.
Oh,
that's it.
All right. I'll make my decision.
Yeah. I think we can all sort of live by that, really. I mean.
Yeah. But he does say, you know, he doesn't think he's ready to propose. I liked how he said, I'm not ready to propose if I'm the one at the end of this. And his mom was like, if she keeps you.
Yes, that's great. That's
like, that was also a great, like, well, if she keeps
you. Yeah, if she keeps you around.
Yeah.
Like, ooh. Okay, thanks, mom. Okay.
Being honest, like, there's still four people left. So, But yeah, I mean, but we've also, like you said, like she's kind of going back and forth with this whole engagement proposal, like this whole thing, because she says she's okay with not being engaged at the end of this, but with someone. But then she's like, I don't know if he's get ready to get married at the end of this. Well, are you? Like, she keeps going back and forth, which I guess you're going to know in the moment. But
that's probably more natural, really, because you know, anybody that's thrown into this for 2 months, I know you're the whole point of the show.
Out of the blue, really.
That's a great point. You know, you're supposed to be there to get engaged, but especially with more and more deciding not to. And by that, I mean a couple. I think that does open the door a little for everyone else to think like, oh, we can just leave this as a couple. It doesn't have to be a ring or we all break up.
Yeah. You don't have to get engaged and then get married next month.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it was pretty clear that he wasn't going anywhere because much like Brendan, you know, she was like just all eyes for him. Mm-hmm. And it was like, everything's perfect. This is great. And he was already even talking about next week. And at no point, you know, did she say, oh, you know,
if I keep you,
if I keep you, I think it was, he was pretty much a lock.
I was so happy that his brother surprised him.
That was really cool. And because he kept mentioning it, and I said, wow, the fact that they would keep all this in and then him not be there, I'm like, that's pretty crappy. And then they wait until the very end and he's like, oh.
And I honestly think he was surprised.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it was planned. I don't think he had any idea.
No, because you would have brought him in earlier in the date. You would have had like right after they sat down. You wouldn't have waited till the end. Like, no, of course you don't expect it at that point.
Yeah.
You know, and that he's another one that drops some great knowledge. He's like, I got dropped in the water and you guys had to learn how to ride the wave too, you know, which is another thing I think people, all of us can take, because a lot of times what we do affects a lot of other people. And the more you realize that, the better.
Yeah. This is just such a good season. It ended up to be so knowledgeable.
It just, Where, how did we get here? I'm not sure because
it was a rough start.
You asked me a month and a half ago or 2 months ago. I don't know we were going to get here.
Yeah.
I think
we would still be doing this podcast.
I think we expected more sort of the last date, which was Ben and, did sort of a similar thing, with the boardwalk, you know, as opposed to a carnival, very similar, but it was fine. It was cute. He did as best as he could. But he just kept getting in his own way, which has sort of been the theme of his time here.
Yeah. More than once, unfortunately. Yeah.
And
I mean, just even from the beginning when he was talking about how, you know, about his emotions and he doesn't know how to cry and he doesn't know how to feel that emotion, and then you have Tasia saying, I'm falling in love but I don't know where his heart is at, like basically what she said about the other three. But I don't know, I just knew, I don't know, I had a feeling he wasn't gonna get there by the end of this date, and he didn't, and unfortunately it didn't work out for him.
Well, so he shows up, it's his sister, and he has a Top Chef, which I don't know if you realize that. But
I saw it afterwards.
And so he walked in, and I'm like, that looks just like this woman from Food Network that I saw. Because at the beginning of this, all I watched was Food Network. And, you know, there was this, like, cooking March Madness competition show, and she just crushed it in that. And then she would be on like the virtual Guy Fieri show.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that looks just like her. But I mean, clearly why would she be on that show? Like, it's crazy how much she looks like this person. And then Lisa was like, well, her name's Antonia. I'm like, oh, was it? I didn't remember her name. I just remembered her from the show.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, off to the Google and it's like, oh, why was this Top Chef on the Bachelorette? And so first of all, awesome pull to get a Top Chef on your hometown date, but then you don't listen to her because all she did was say exactly what, if he would have said to Tayshia what she said to him, he maybe gets one of these final roses.
I think he would have 100%, actually.
Like, just literally repeat what Antonia, the top chef, had to say to you, and you're all good. But instead, you stammer and say, well, I guess you got to go now, then.
Well, he sat down with her, and he was like, I don't know if I love her yet, and all this stuff. And she's like, you do. And then she's like, and then Ben's like, you're right, I do. And then she's like, let go and just go say it. And then he doesn't open his mouth again.
Yeah. I mean, she was basically his Yoda and told him exactly what he needed to do, which he seemingly realized. But then as soon as he actually sat there and, you know, this is a guy that went through the most difficult things in life and, you know, faced the scariest things that anybody possibly could, and he can't sit down on a bench and tell someone like what exactly he was just talking with someone about 2 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Like, and you know, instead he's just, my brain couldn't work. Like, well, clearly.
Yeah. Yeah. He definitely just froze up, couldn't tell her and regretted it like immediately. Like, I thought he would run back to her and be like, no, you know what? This is how I feel. Like, that's how soon he regretted it. But then it was just an awkward goodbye at that
like
moment.
So awkward.
I was like, that's it. I was like, he has to be going home because I don't know. I was thinking it was going to be Ben or Brendan only because I loved Brendan's date, but he just has that uncertainty that he just doesn't know. He's too scared, I think, about, you know, his past, which is, that's fine. That's how it's going to be. But for this, she needed that. I don't want to say the,
validation,
drink. But I thought it was between Brendan and Ben, and Ben just had that awkward ending. And I was like, nope. That's it.
And especially seeing the other three where she was basically talking about how like, oh, I don't want to leave and like basically needing to be pulled away.
Yeah.
And with him, it was like, okay, like they're there. See you at the rose ceremony. This is not gonna happen, huh?
And honestly, like when we got to the rose ceremony, he knew immediately. I think he just knew he was going home because of that.
Yeah. And it was interesting where she's, you know, I'm falling for all of them. And unfortunately I can't be with them all. And there are two parts to that. One, is it unfortunate? I don't know that it is. And two, I mean, you could.
Yeah.
Listen, you need consent from the rest of them.
Yeah.
But theoretically you could, I mean, polyamorous is a thing. I mean, there are two very different ways there. Like, but once that happened, I don't think the final three were a surprise. I mean, I was a little surprised just by the order. I know Zach was a little higher with you. I thought Ivan and Brendan were definite locks. And then I was like, well, it's just depending if she decides to go Zach or Ben. And after the date, I didn't even think it was close. I mean, going into the rose ceremony, I'm like, as soon as that whole thing happened, like, well, you can't keep Ben. Like, you just can't.
Yeah, the end, I thought it was between Ben and Brendan. Only because of the uncertainty that Brendan has. But Ben was the right one to eliminate this week just because of the end of the date.
Yeah, and then he's talking to her on the way out about, you know, I wish it would have gone another way and I'm not sure what to say. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure you're sure exactly what you needed to say.
Yeah.
You just didn't say any of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Seemed pretty clear.
Yeah. And when he was eliminated, she was a little like upset and disappointed at how it ended. It's like, oh, there's just no emotion. Like he just looked empty. Like this never meant anything to him, but you know that he doesn't know how to show any emotions.
Yeah. Like, that's literally exactly how I would expect him to react.
Yeah. And you also just broke up with him. So it was, that's actually how I would expect him to react. I would expect him to finally cry, maybe. But I don't know. Yeah, I felt bad for him, but he did it to himself. So
yeah, for her to say, like, don't shut down on me, I'm like, well, why not?
And that was such a long car ride. He was in there. Like, where are you going?
Yeah. And
I think they're driving around the resort.
I really think they were driving in circles just to see how long he would stare into space, because he just, it's a common theme again this week, but like, couldn't compute what happened. It's just like,
I think they were waiting for the tears, because he said he couldn't cry.
And he was talking through it about how, like, well, I wanted to marry her and I wanted to do this. I'm like, well, maybe you should have told her that. Like,
you might have been the one at the end.
Like, this, trust me, we're all here watching it. This is not quantum physics. Like, it's pretty straightforward.
Oh, poor Ben.
Poor Ben.
Well, maybe he learned a lesson for the future.
There you go. That's all we're here for. We're here to learn some lessons. And next week, it's over. It's finally done.
Can't believe it. It's good and bad.
And then we'll be on to Matt. But so we got a final three. So you think Zach? You think Brendan?
It's between Zach and Ivan.
Oh, okay.
For me. But I'm gonna go Zach.
Ooh.
Only because I feel like they've had some deeper conversations than the others. But between Zach and Ivan, I love Brendan, but I think he's going to get in his own way too.
Okay, that's fair. I think I'm going to go with Brendan. I don't know. I just got that. Maybe it's just I'm reading too much into her being like, oh, this is over. But I just thought everything sort of fit together there. Now, again, hopefully they've talked about where to live, because, yeah, like, I doubt they're going to Milford, Mass. But you never know.
They could. Doubt it. They could. Not too much there for Tayshia, but.
Listen, you can do Instagram stories from anywhere.
That is true. And I think Zach actually is – I have Zach in our draft.
Oh, so yeah,
we did. Like,
a little biased too.
Well, that too, yeah. But I'm going Zach.
All right. Well, we will find out next week. I'm very excited. Is there anything else going out in the world that doesn't have to do with Tayshia?
We got a quick look at Matt's 32 women.
Oh my God, so many.
Yeah, which only starts in a few weeks, January 4th. And then Emily Ferguson, one of the twins, just got engaged to her boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Nice.
He is a hockey player for the Vegas Golden Knights.
Of course. I wonder if they'll do a switcheroo like they did on The Bachelor.
Maybe.
Or Paradise, wherever they did it.
Yeah. And remember their spinoff show?
Barely, thankfully.
Yeah, I watched it, obviously. That's all I have.
Oh, all right. Quiet week.
Yeah.
But a lot of drama going on, and we'll see how it all ends. The most dramatic finale in Bachelorette history, and Chris Harrison will be there to
take us the whole way. It was the most dramatic, probably one of the most dramatic seasons, really, because of everything we've been through.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, for once, it seems to fit with everything that's going on, but we'll just
probably the worst tell-all ever, but
yeah, that's true.
A dramatic season,
but I'll trade off for a bad tell-all for, you know, a good 8 weeks.
Oh yeah, 100%.
So we'll find out next week at Bachelor Podcast on all socials. And Katie, thank you as always.
Thank you.
And we will see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.